Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Hallelujah, Shalom.
平安与你们同在。Shalom, 平安与你们同在。
Just in case of those of you who were late, we are collecting for Ukraine.
那如果您迟到了，没有听到前面的宣布的话，我们是在为乌克兰的孤儿收现款。
So next week, next Sunday is the last time you can give for this year.
那我们下一个周日，也就是最后一个周日，我们就是集了现款以后就准备奉献了。
We want to give the offering to Ukraine before Christmas.
所以我们是想要在圣诞节前就让这些孤儿们收到这些汇款。
And the orphans are now in Norway, but praise the Lord, the house of hope that you and I and everybody else that helped to build is now used for refugees in Ukraine.
那我们虽然有一部分孤儿已经转移到了挪威，但是还有一我们曾经在的那个希望之家所建的那个地方，成为了很多人的避难所。
Who would have known the money that you've given to build this building years ago is now saving lives?
你都没有想过，你曾经所奉献的这些经费，现在造成了这个希望之家，然后他们成为了那里面很多人的避难所，可以救他们的性命。
When you get to heaven, suddenly, you know, an angel said, Here's some of your credits. Here's some of your returns.
那你有想到，当你去到天堂的时候，有天使对你说，今天这是给你的回报哦。
How many of you have accidentally put some money away in some investment, and years later you discover, whoa, I got all this money?
你们有没有这样的经历，就帮你们把自己的钱投资在某些事情，过了好多好多年以后，突然有了收成。
Hopefully, when you get to heaven, you see the pot of reward.
希望你到了天堂以后，你也能看到这样子的收成给你。
God is thanking you for your faithfulness in giving to Ukraine orphanage.
让我们的主也能够来谢谢你给这些乌克兰的孤儿们的奉献。
So there is a box dedicated for it.
所以有一个特别的盒子放在那里的。
If you want to give money, put it in an envelope, say orphans. If you want to get put checks, say orphan at the back.
那你们记得你们的那个一定要写上是给 orphans 的，所以放进去的时候，不管是有信封啊还是什么的，都要写 orphan。
If you want to give to the bank, put a reference orphan。
如果是在网上给的话，也一定要用 orphan 几个字，让我们知道是专门给这个。
And that includes everybody else online。
那些在线上的朋友们。
Amen. Hallelujah. Today it doesn't matter where we are.God's presence is with us.
今天不管我们今天在哪里，神的同在都和我们同在的。
Last week, I was talking to you about the communion in terms of the breaking of the bread.
我们上一周呢，有讲到了吃圣餐，特别是讲到了那饼。
When you look at the bread, it emphasizes, it represents the body of Christ.
我们讲到饼的时候，我们就知道它是在强调主耶稣基督的身体。
And the body of Jesus was God's manifest presence with us.When he was on the earth.
当主耶稣道成肉身来到世上，真的跟我们肉身同在的时候，那就是神想跟我们肉身同在的一种同在。
Jesus existed long ago as a pre-incarnate Christ.
曾经耶稣基督他就是成为一个在肉身里面的基督与我们在一起的。
We could not touch him, we could not see him.
在肉身之前我们是看也看不见他，摸也摸不着他。
But when he became a man, we could hear him, we could see him, we could touch him.
但他成为肉身的时候，我们就可以看得见他，听得到他，还能摸得到他。
So the bread represents the incarnation of Christ's presence with us.
所以我们当我们吃饼的时候，我们要知道这饼的意义就是指耶稣在肉体里面与我们同在。
Every time when you hold up the bread, it is Jesus that came to us in a body.
所以你每次当你拿起那饼的时候，你就能记得耶稣基督为了我们是道成肉身在我们中间的。
So the bread is the presence of God, and in the Old Testament, the showbread, which is also called the bread of presence.
所以当我们说我们拿到那饼的时候，就是神的同在。确确实实在旧约的时候，我们也看到陈设饼，那也是代表神的同在。
The word presence is actually should be better translated as the face, the bread of the face.
当我们讲到同在这两个字，其实更确切的一种翻译就是那面孔、面容。
Whom we stand before.
我们站在一个人的前面的那个面容。
In other words, we stand before God's face.
是我们就是站在神的正前方，面对他。
So when we come to the communion, we are in the presence of God.
所以当我们一起领圣餐的时候，我们是在神的面前面对他。
And we stand in before His presence.
我们能想到，我们就在他的同在当中。
Amen. When we see the bread,
当我们看到饼时
，it's Jesus Christ's presence in His body.
我们就知道是耶稣基督的身体与肉身同跟我们同在。
Amen. So every time when we eat the bread, we remember, and it represents, and has a spiritual significance that God is with me.
所以当我们吃着饼的时候，我们要特别了解这个属灵的意义，就是主跟我同在的。
Today I want to talk about His blood.
今天呢，我们要讲血。
Okay, because in some ways His blood is often misunderstood.
耶稣的血经常会被误解的。
And so today I want to go through with you and then towards the end answer a question.
那今天呢，我们所讲完道到最后都是为了回答一个问题。
Why is the blood of Jesus so powerful?
为什么主耶稣的血这么的有能力呢？
You see, as Pentecostals, as charismatic, we keep singing and praying and declaring the power of the blood.
那我们经常作为特别是灵恩派的基督徒，经常喜欢宣告，然后奉着耶稣的血、宝血的名去宣告。
But why is it powerful?
你为什么觉得它很有力量呢？
And because of the misunderstanding.
因为对宝血有误解。
We see the power of the blood in the wrong way, not in the scripture way.
我们就把宝血呢看有一种错误的方法来看待它，而不是按照圣经的教导来看待的。
Amen. We'll come to that.
那我马上就会来看哦。
In John, so today I want to talk to you about the drinking this cup.
那今天我们的讲题是喝这杯。
Now in John chapter 6 verse 53, Jesus said to them,Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
约翰福音六章五十三节，耶稣对他的门徒说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，在你们里面就没有生命。”
Imagine if you were the audience listening to Jesus, you would be.Aghast,
你要是在那里真的就在场听到耶稣讲这个话，你一定会吓死了。
Especially being a Jew,
特别是作为犹太人来说
，Jesus is saying, unless you eat me, drink my blood, you have no life.
耶稣既然说这样的话，你们若不吃我的肉或不喝我的血。
And so the people say, "How can we eat the man that is flesh?"
所以这些人就会问呢、啊，你怎么要我吃你的肉和你的血呢
？Is God? Is Jesus saying to us to become cannibals?
神要我们当食人族吗
？Are we going to be vampires?
我们要当那种吃人肉的那种魔鬼吗
？Drinking blood?
我们要吃喝人血的那种坏蛋吗
？Think about it. It was something that was abominable.To the Jewish people.
所以对当时的犹太人来说，听到这些话是不可思议的震惊。
Amen. Now, let me remind you in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10, it warns against people who drink blood or eat blood.
那在利未记十七章十节有专门提醒说不要吃血哟。
Verse 10, in Leviticus 17, verse 10.
我们看看十七章十节。
If any one of the house of Israel, of the strangers who sojourn among them, eat any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from amongst his people.
凡以色列家中的任何人或寄居在他们中间的外人吃任何的血，我必向那吃血的人变脸，把他从百姓中剪除。
And yet Jesus said, "Eat, drink my blood."
然后呢，耶稣就破例了，说来吃我的血。
Is Jesus breaking his own laws?
耶稣是自己亲自来破他自己设立的律法吗
？Amen. Why?
为什么呢
？Why drink his blood?
为什么要喝血
？And that's the whole point about the communion is to drink his blood.
所以我们今天要看到是圣餐里面我们这种喝血的方式
Drinking his blood
我们来喝他的血
It's Although the Old Testament, drinking animal blood, drinking anyone's blood is forbidden, but Jesus is now inviting us to drink His blood.
在旧约里面，你吃任何的血都会要被从百姓中剪除。可是今天耶稣却邀请你我去喝他的血。
Because Jesus' blood saves.
因为耶稣的血是有救赎的能力。
It's different.
是不同的。
Amen. We will see later.
我们一会儿就会看到。
Let's go to the communion. In Matthew chapter 26, after the supper, Jesus took up the cup in verse 27 and 28.
马太福音26章27到28节说
He took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant.Which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
他又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为许多人流出来，使罪得赦。”
I've highlighted a number of words.
那我在这里面有特别给高光有几个字眼，大家注意哦。
That one verse tells us the whole purpose.And representation of the blood about drinking the blood of Jesus.
就这么两节经文，就这么两节经文，其实就已经告诉了我们喝血的目的是什么。
Why do we need to drink His blood?
为什么要喝这血呢？
In the Old Testament, every sacrifice, when the blood is applied, is usually sprinkled.
在旧约里面，凡是牲畜被献祭了，他们的血都会拿出撒到外面。
It's not drunk.
不是给人喝的，
是撒。Because you're not allowed.
因为你不准喝，你只能撒。
So the way the blood is applied in the Old Testament is by sprinkling.
所以在旧约我们看到的，经常它就撒在各种物体上。
In the communion, the way to apply the blood is by drinking.
但在新约里面，如果我们还想要这血在我们生命中有作用的话，我们要靠喝的。
Amen. Because it represents an internal working. We receive Jesus. We receive His blood into our lives.
因为我们喝的这个动作呢，就好像是领受耶稣所有丰富的生命，全部给吞到身体里头去的感觉。
When we are drinking the communion cup, we're not literally drinking His.Blood cells.
那我当然说，我们其实每次在喝所谓的喝血的时候，喝的不是真正的那带血细胞的血哈。
It represents something.
但是它是代表一样东西。
Every time when we drink the cup,
所以当我们喝那血的时候
，we are reminded.
我们在被提醒到。
And also something supernatural happens.
同时，我们也相信有些超自然的事情发生。
That we are reminded that we have received Jesus into our own body.
因为我们被提醒到，我们已经领受整个耶稣的生命进入到我们的身体里面。
So what happened when we are born again?
所以当我们重生是个什么状态呢
？We receive Jesus into ourself, that He becomes part of our life.
就是领受耶稣基督进入到我们的里面，让他成为我们里面的一部分，生命的一部分。
Amen.And that's why we are different.
所以我们才不同啊。
Although I look the same.
虽然样子没有变了。
My blood is still the same.
虽然我的血液也没有变。
But one thing has changed.
但是有变哦，有的东西有变哦。
In my spirit.
因为我里面的灵。
I have received Jesus.
已经接入了耶稣在里面住着。
His life.
他的生命。
And as part of my life.
已经进入到我的里面，成为我的生命了。
Amen. So you've eaten him.
所以你吃了它。
So you drank him.
所以你喝了它。
When you drink and when you eat, what happened? It goes in you.
所以你一吃一喝是怎么办？它就真的进到你里面去了。
It becomes part of you.
它成为你里面的一部分了。
Amen. So when we eat the flesh, eat the bread, when we drink the cup, it represents that we eat His flesh and we drink His blood.Into ourselves.
所以当我们吃这饼和喝这杯的时候，就相当于是吃神的、吃主的肉，然后喝主的血到我们的里面领受进去。
And the benefits of his blood, of his body become ours.
所以关于主宝血的所有的功效都会成为我们里面的一部分了。
The power of the blood, the power of his body becomes ours.
所以那宝血的大能就真的成为我们生命中属于我们的一部分了。
Amen? When you take a medicine, when you take a vitamin, it becomes yours.
就像你吃药一样，你把那药和维他命吃进去，它就真的成为你生命中的一部分。
Whatever you eat becomes part of you.
所以不管你吃进去的是什么，那就成为你自己的一部分了。
That's why we eat healthy.
这是为什么我们也是强调我健康饮食。
If you eat junk, you become junk.
如果你吃的都是垃圾食品，你自己就变成垃圾的食品的果子。
Amen. If you eat healthy, you become healthy.
如果你吃健康食品，那你就变成健康的样子。
So when we eat Jesus and when we drink His blood, His benefit becomes ours.
所以当我们吃主的肉、喝主的血的时候，那主耶稣基督的生命和他所有的那些益处都在我们的里面，是我们自己的了。
And in His blood contains life.
所以在主的宝血里面是有生命的。
And that's why Jesus said, "If you do not eat me, if you do not drink of me." Then you cannot participate in that life.
所以耶稣基督说，如果你不吃我的肉和不喝我的血的话，那你就跟我无份了。
And that's what happened to you and me when we were born again.
这就是跟你我在重生时候那个光景很像，是不是？
But we need to repeat. We need to remind ourselves.
但我们要一直这样提醒自己。
And we need to refresh ourselves.
也要常常更新自己。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to spiritually bless us.
我们需要圣灵在属灵的领域里面来祝福我们。
Every time when we take the communion,
所以每次当我们来喝这杯的时候，
that we have received life,
我们就接受了神的生命在里面。
We have received the power,
我们领受了神的能力进去。
Everything associated with the blood and the body of Christ,
凡是跟耶稣的身体和宝血有关的所有的益处都被我们领受进去了。
Amen. So Jesus basically said, "Drink."
所以耶稣说来喝。
Not sprinkle on yourself.
他没有说洒血到身上
吗？ Drink.
他说把它喝进去。
Drinking is the part of the reminder. This is what come into us.
因为你一喝的这个动作，你就会想到，这已经不是洒到外表上，是喝到里面，到自己的里面去了。
Amen. Then he say, "For this is my blood of the covenant."
他说这就是我立约的血。
Amen. The blood of Jesus.When we drink, we receive a blood covenant.
所以当我们喝主耶稣的宝血的时候，这就是我们在跟主耶稣基督立约。
By receiving the blood of Jesus, two important things, two blessings are received.
所以当我们喝主耶稣基督血的时候，我们就有得两个特别大的益处。
One,
第一个是
is that you receive a new covenant.
你会接受到一个新的约。
Amen. Second,
第二
you receive forgiveness of your sin.
你会得到罪得赦免。
Amen. And in the Old Testament it tells usMany of those rituals, many of those sacrifices of animals are all telling us what's happening when Jesus died for us and shed his blood.
所以在旧约里面所有的这种献祭的各种动作其实都是预表和指向着耶稣的，都是让我们能看到现在耶稣所为我们做的东西。
We see this in the sin offering.
我们比如说讲到那个罪的赎价
When blood is sprinkled,
当血被洒到各样物体上
We see this in the atonement,
或者我们看到那赎罪祭里面
We see this in the Passover,
我们也可以看到那逾越节里面
Blood is applied,
看到所有都是关于血的问题
What happened there?
为什么血当时都要用
Two things are happening,
每次一讲到血就有两件事情发生
Our sins are forgiven,
第一就是罪得赦免
That's why we say the blood of JesusCleanses of our sins.
所以我们说主耶稣基督的宝血能够叫我们赦罪得赦免。
Amen. Not cleanse you of your food.
它不是来洁净你的食物，而是洁净
你的人。主啊，求你洁净我的食物。
Oh Lord, cleanse my food.
You don't use the blood of Jesus to say grace.
你不要用耶稣宝血这么大能的血来谢饭用哈。
I remember a young man say to me, Pastor, does Jesus have a lot of blood?
然后我记得以前有一个年轻人问我主啊是不是牧师啊是不是主耶稣的血好多呀
and he said, I said no.
我说不是啊
So why is it that everybody is using the blood of Jesus?
那为什么每个人都要用耶稣基督的血呢？
Every meal you apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse your food, then
吃个饭呢，卸个饭都要把耶稣基督的宝血用上来洁净上面的食物。
Then he said, do you not run out of blood?
然后他就说，开玩笑说，你这个血不会用完吗？
I said, yes, Christians use it like a soy sauce.
我就说啊，这个基督徒呢就把当酱油用啊，每次吃饭前都用。
Washing up liquid.
他就觉得好像是一个能够洁净的酱油。
Lord, cleanse my food.
哦，主啊，用你的宝血来洁净我的食物。
Lord, cleanse my house.
哦，你用你的宝血来洁净我的房间。
Some kind of cleaning agent.
就好像耶稣是打扫卫生的。
Lord, cleanse this, cleanse that.
主啊，你打扫这里，打扫那里。
Did Jesus die to clean your house?
那耶稣死的目的是帮你打扫房间吗？
Did Jesus die to clean your food?
耶稣死的目的是为你打扫你的，是洁净你的食物吗？
No, he died to cleanse you of your sins, and that is it.
耶稣基督的血是他的死的原因，是为了你的罪，让你的罪得洁净。
Amen. If you want to clean your house, then you live a clean life.
如果你想让你的房子干净呢，那你自己要做一个爱卫生的人。
You want to clean your house, then worship the Lord.
你要是想让你的房子干净呢，你也可以借着赞美敬拜主。
Invite His presence.
可以要神的同在来。
Worship Him.
让在你的敬拜当中。
Let God's presence fill your house.
让神的同在充满你的房间。
Amen. Then your house will be clean.
然后你房子就干净了。
If you are clean, your house will be clean.
你要这样子来打扫房间就对了。
If you're dirty, your house will be dirty.
如果你自己都是肮脏的，那你的房子也是肮脏的。
Amen. That's why we Chinese people we take our shoes off when we go into the house.
这是为什么中国人进门前呢，都最喜欢把自己的鞋子先脱掉。
But if you wear your shoes and you go in, it all becomes dirty.
如果你穿着自己的鞋子走进房间，那房子就全乱了。
Brothers and sisters, the blood of Jesus is there.One, to cleanse you of your sins.
所以弟兄姊妹们，宝血的一个很重要的一个功效是叫罪得赦免。
Second,
第二
is to receive a new covenant from the Father.
是为了从父神这里重新受一个新的约。
And that covenant is the highest form of covenant.
那这个约是一个最高最高的约。
It's called a blood covenant.
叫做血的约。
When blood covenants are made, it needs blood.
因为是借着宝血才立的这个约。
Amen. And that is the fourth word.
那还有一个。
Poured out.
就是被倒出。
You see, Jesus did not just say, okay, Peter, can you get me the knife? And he just cut himself and bled himself. He said, take this blood. It will cleanse you.
那流血的方式有很多种啊。那为什么耶稣没有跟彼得说，你给我把刀来，我也滴点血给你这样子用。
That's not poured out. That is donating blood.
那种滴一点血的那种，就是献血的感觉，它不是完全的倒出来，倾倒流出来的。
By blood being poured out.
所以在这个经文里面讲到流出来倒，倾倒出来什么意思
？It is a sac. It reminds us. It's a word that is used often in sacrifice.
这个是我们当献祭的时候看到，就是人对动物所做的那种方法。
In other words, for the animal to be sacrificed, it means the animal has to die.
当我们给比如说拿牲畜来献祭的时候，那个牲畜不光是流血哦，它得死。
For the blood to be drained out.
而且它是靠着把血都流干，然后死亡。
Amen. So Jesus, when he poured his blood, it wasn't just that he cut himself.
所以当耶稣基督说把他的血全部清流出来，绝对不是只是割一小刀，然后滴一两滴给你。
Poured out mean.He gave up his life.
他是说他完全就舍了自己的生命给你。
He sacrificed himself.
他把他自己当成献祭给了你。
Only the blood in the sacrifice has power.
只有在这种献祭里面的血才会是宝血的这种大能。
If Jesus just donated some blood, there is no power in that blood.
如果耶稣只是献了两滴血给你，那里头是没有宝血大能的。
It's only powerful because of his sacrifice.
这个宝血这么的有能力，是因为他最后死了，
然后被献
祭了。The blood that comes
from the sacrifice has power.
因为这血是来自于献祭和死亡。
Amen. So in this two verses,
所以在这两节里面
we see the most important understanding.Of the blood of Jesus.
我们看到了宝血的最重要的意义在哪里
？One is to forgive you of your sins.
第一是要罪得赦免。
So I am forgiven.
所以我们知道我们已经被得赦免了。
You are forgiven.
我们也知道你也得赦免了。
Only through the blood of Jesus can your sins be forgiven.
我们就是借着耶稣基督的宝血，所以我们才得赦免。
Your good works does not make you sinless.
你做很多的好事善事并不代表你就无罪。
We cannot get rid of our own sins.
我们不能自己给自己除掉罪。
No amount of good works will be able to wipe away your sins.
没有任何人就做一堆的好事就觉得可以赎了罪的。
That is why no God can cleanse you of your sins.
这是为什么其他任何宗教的神都没做过这种事情，所以就不能把你罪拿走。
Because no God has shed his blood for us.
因为没有任何其他的神，他们有自己亲自为你献上生命流血流出来。
Only Jesus.
只有主耶稣做了这件事。
That's why Jesus is more than a prophet.
这是为什么耶稣基督绝对不仅仅是一个先知。
He's more than a healer.
他绝对不仅仅是一个医治者。
He is not the same as all the other prophets.
他跟其他的那些先知都不一样。
Only he is the Messiah.
因为主耶稣是弥赛亚。
And only this Messiah has died for us.
偏偏是这个弥赛亚亲自为我们献上生命，流出来的宝血。
And that is why the love of Jesus is not the same as love as we know it.
所以耶稣基督给我们的爱是跟世上任何的爱都无法相比。
His love is a sacrificial love.
因为他的爱是一个献上自己生命的爱。
He gave up his own life.
他把他自己的生命献上给我们。
So that he can shed his blood.
让他的血全部流出来。
You see.A God cannot shed blood.
你知道一个神其实是没得血流的。
That's why, because a God is a spirit.
所以如果当我们的神当时只是一个灵的时候是流不了血。
He has no blood.
是流不出血来的。
He has no body.
因为他那时候还没有肉身。
Because a spirit has a different form of body.
因为灵它没有这种我们肉身的这种身体的。
He has no blood.
所以就没有血啊。
And that's why he need to come down on the earth.
这是为什么耶稣基督必须要道成肉身，有肉身才能流血。
And be born a baby.
然后要成为一个小婴孩先出来。
So that he can have a body.
然后他才会有一个人的身体。
That can be broken.
这个身体才会能够死亡破碎。
That can be pierced.
才能够被戳破。
That can be nailed.
才可以有钉子钉得进去。
That can be whipped.
然后才能被鞭打。
That can be cut.
然后才能被切或者是伤了他。
That's why he need blood.
所以他才需要血。
So that he can shed it.
因为他有血，所以他才会流得出来。
A God cannot die.
一个神本来是死不了的。
But a God with a body can die as a man.
但是一个带着肉身的神就可以为他的人民死。
That's why Jesus truly died as a man.
这是为什么耶稣基督真的是变成人肉身来
为我们死。But he never died as a God.
但是他作为神他是不会死的。
Because God can never die.
因为神是死不了的。
But a man can die.
人才能死。
Amen.Jesus, before he became man, he cannot die.
所以当耶稣基督道成肉身之前，想死也死不了。
He cannot pay the price for us.
因为他没有这样的代价能够为
我们付。Because he can't shed blood.
因为他没血。
He doesn't have a body that can die.
因为他也没有身体来为你破碎。
That can be broken.
破碎不了吗？
God cannot suffer physical pain like us.
而且他也不能用他的身体来为我们受苦。
He does not suffer diseases like us.
他也不能像我们这样子又得个病来受苦。
But with a body,
但是有身体的人
Jesus can feel the pain.
耶稣就真的感到了这痛苦
can feel the suffering.
他就真的感觉到受苦了
With his body, he can receive the wrath of God.
然后因为他真的有身体神的愤怒才能真的在他的身体上面发出来
Is it not only did Jesus came in the body in order to be with us?
所以耶稣基督道成肉身的目的不仅仅是为了跟我们同在
But his primary purpose of having a bodyis so that he can suffer and die for us.
但是他的最首要的目的想要有一个肉身的目的就是能够为我们去受苦然后为我们去死和流血。
Do we understand this very important part?
我们能明白主耶稣的苦心吗?
A very important truth.
还能够明白这样大的真理吗?
He has a body and he has blood.
主耶稣有身体所以才流得出血来。
So that he can become a sacrifice.
才能够成为这牲畜的祭物给我们献上舍己。
And when that blood is shed.
所以当这宝血流出来的时候
It's for you.
是为了你。
And me.
也是为了我。
Not for anything else.
不是为其他的事情。
Amen. He did not shed the blood for animals.For angels, or for your food, or for your house.
他流血的目的不是为哪个动物呀，为哪个天使呀，或者为你的食物呀，为你的房子。
To pray in those manner will cheapen his blood.
在把耶稣的宝血用在这种不得当的这种事情上面，反倒让觉得耶稣的宝血变便宜了。
But to cleanse you of your sins is precious.
但是能够让你的罪得赦，这才叫宝贵。
Amen. You see, in the Old Testament,
在旧约里
when God makes a covenant with Israel,
当神跟以色列人立旧约的时候
，Moses had to slaughter an oxen.
当时摩西必须要宰杀牛羊
and take the blood,
然后把他的血流出来
and sprinkle it
然后把这些血全部都撒在那祭坛上
and to make a new sorry to sprinkle it into a new covenant with God
当时在那里撒血的目的就是为了当时能立一个约
and so for a new covenant
但是在新约里
You also need blood.
你也需要啥？也需要有保险。
Not the donated blood.
但是不是那种别人献的几滴血哦。
But the sacrificial blood.
而是一个完全献上生命流干的那种血，保险。
So the ox is either slaughtered to forgive for sin, or slaughtered in order to receive a new covenant.
所以，当时耶稣基督他被杀，他不光是为了我们的罪，而且还为了一个立约的目的。
So when Jesus shed his blood,
当耶稣基督了流血的时候
，it has a twofold purpose.
他有两个很重要的目的。
One is to forgive us of our sins.
第一是要罪得赦免。
And secondly, is to receive the new covenant with God.
第二是要建立新约，把这约领受进来。
That's why Hebrews say we have received a better covenant.
所以希伯来书才告诉我们，我们有一个更美的约。
And we call it the new covenant.
我们叫这个更美的约为新约。
Or the new testament.
或者我们叫这个新约，或者叫做更美的约。
Amen. All because of the blood of Jesus.
都是因为主耶稣宝血的缘故。
And that is why when we receive the communion,
所以当我们去喝这杯的时候
we drink it.
我们喝的时候
but you remember these two things.
你们就要记得这样两件事情哦，三件事。
It is blood that was sacrificed.
第一，这个血是一个献身献生命的血，是为了献祭的时候舍己的血，流干了给你我用的。
In order to do what?
为的是什么？
Jesus said these words.
耶稣说了几个字。
This is for my blood covenant.
他说这是我立约的血。
And for the forgiveness of the sins.
使罪得赦免。
Amen? So when we drink the cup.
所以当我们喝这杯的时候。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
For atoning me.
谢谢你救赎了我。
For redeeming me.
谢谢你让我给我赎罪了。
For forgiving me.
谢谢你饶恕了我。
Of my sins.
为了我的罪饶恕了我。
And when you know that.
当我们知道时
when you remember that,
当你记得这件事情的时候
when you are conscious of that,
当你喝的时候你特别想到这件事情的时候
when you drink
the cup, 特别是你喝的时候
the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵就会在你的生命当中做事
and that reminding, that becomes some of a spiritual encounter.
那这种时候就已经很不一般你会有一种跟属灵的相遇的感觉
I have been forgiven.
我已经被赦罪了
Amen.Some of us need that encounter.
我们很多人都需要跟神这样子亲密的相遇。
Because you know that Jesus has forgiven you in your mind.
因为你在你的头脑知识上虽然知道耶稣赦罪了。
Because you've been told.
因为你每天都这样被教导着。
But in everyday life, you don't feel like you've been forgiven.
但是每天在你的生活当中，你没有活出那个赦罪的感觉。
Everyday life, you still feel like I am not forgiven.
但是你每天所活的那感觉都好像有很多的罪疚感。
That's why this is happening to me. That's why this judgment is coming to me.
会以为很多所谓的不好的事情发生都归罪于你做错了什么。
How many of you sometimes are like that?
是不是你们当中有人就这样？
The devil keep reminding you.
魔鬼就不停地提醒你说。
Yeah, you are not forgiven. You are still a sinner.
你看你还犯罪，你都还是没有被赦免吗？
But when you drink the cup,
但是当你来喝这杯的时候
and the Holy Spirit comes,
当圣灵来到的时候
you feel that life of Jesus.
你就能够领受到耶稣基督那生命
and you say, I am forgiven, hallelujah.
然后你会有个不同的看见深知自己的罪彻底得赦免了
That's why we take the communion.
这是为什么我们要这样子的来喝这杯
There is power in that communion.
因为在这喝这杯的时候有极大的能力
Hallelujah. And then when you drink the cup,
然后当我们喝这杯的时候
It reminds you of the covenant.
它就会让你记起来主给你立的约
I am a child of God.
知道我们现在有新的身份是神的儿女了
There is power in that blood.
要知道我们所喝的那血里面有能力
All the benefits of that blood.
所有关于血的这些好处
the covenant that has better terms.
那我们知道这个立约还有更好的形容方法。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
Amen. I have a different relationship with God now.
我跟神现在关系不一样了。
The Holy Spirit is with me.
因为圣灵就跟我同在着的。
There is healing in that covenant.
在这个约里面有医治。
There is blessing in that covenant.
在这个约里面有祝福。
So when you drink the cup,
所以当你喝这杯的时候
you know that you have entered into a better covenant.
你就知道你就因为这杯你进入了一个更美的约。
Amen. Many of us, when we get to heaven,
所以很多当我们到去到天堂的时候
we will regret in a way that obviously not sad way, but you will look at something and go, really?
你可能会有一点后悔哦，然后你开始想，哎呀，真的吗？
It's a bit like first time when I travel business class.
就是比如说有一次我坐飞机坐商务舱的时候。
I remember the hostess gave me a card.
当时我记得那个机上的人员呢就给了我一个卡片。
It was a privileged card to access their lounge.
那这个卡片呢就可以去到他们的那个客厅。
There you got nice comfortable seats.
那个客厅里面有非常舒服的椅子。
You have food.
还有很好的食物。
You can take a shower.
你还可以在那里洗澡。
You can drink as much as you like.
你可以想吃多少想喝多少都可以。
Lots of privileges.
当时有好多好多特权。
I thought, what is this?
然后我当时第一次拿到卡，不知道那是什么东西。
I took my card and sat in the outside.
然后我不懂那个卡是什么，我还跟平时一样又坐在了外面，没有进去。
I waited for my plane.
然后我还在等着我的。
When all the time I could be inside.
其实我当时傻傻的在那坐着，可是我却不知道，我其实早就可以直接坐到那个房间里，有一些特权了。
When I got to the plane.
所以当我真正上到飞机的时候
，instead of turning left.
当时没有向左转呢。
Towards the head.Front,
因为左转就是前面的那些商务舱的座位。
I carried on you my usual to the right where you go to the economy.
我当时呢就继续往右，跟我以前的习惯一样进入了经济舱。
And when I got to the economy,
然后我去到经济舱的时候。
And by the way, when you were at the gate, I was queuing up with everybody else economy.
那你可以想象，我从一开始就错了哈，我连排队的时候都是排到经济舱的队里面。
And when I got into the plane, the hostess said, "No, no, no, you go that way."
当我后来被那些机上的人员告诉我，不是你应该去那边的。
When we get to heaven.
那当我们去到天堂那一天
And we looked at the covenant,
当我们看到我们那个立约的条例的时候
Because we have not spent time studying the small print,
因为我们没有花时间去好好的学这个约是什么
Our privileges,
我们没有好好的学我们的特权是什么
Really? I could have had that?
那个时候再后悔说
yes.
原来我有这么多的特权、啊、
I could have asked for that? Yes.
哇我当时应该寻求这个的我竟然没有哎
And you see a bunch of angels all looking bored.
那你会当时发现，那所有的天使呢，在那里无所事事的望着你。
I said, "Do you know that we were meant to be serving you, but you never asked us to do anything?"
你知道吗？我们都本来应该好好服侍你的，可是你就什么都没有问呢、啊、
？Amen. We could live life as though there is no new covenant.
所以我们也可能会活一个生命就好像没有新约出现的一样
We could live life as though we've never been forgiven
我们可以活一个生命就好像我们从来罪没有得赦免一样
That's why we need the communion
这是为什么我们需要喝这杯吃这杯
From now on when you take the communion always remind yourself I am being forgiven I've got new privileges
所以每次当你喝这杯的时候你就会记得、哦、我的罪得赦免、
Amen?
我有好多好多特权、啊、
And that is why being a ChristianThere is homework.
所以呢，当基督徒呢，就是有家庭作业要做的功课的。
Homework, study the Bible.
你要好好学圣经的。
Find out what your privileges are.
你要把你那些特权都了解清楚的。
Amen. Be a Christian when you go to heaven.
作为基督徒，当有一天你去到天堂。
And then you meet a bunch of angels.
然后你碰到一大堆天使。
And they look tired, exhausted.
然后他们看到好辛苦哦。
Because you make them work hard.
因为你呢，不停的使唤他们这一生，把他们累死要命呢。
Amen. You emptied out heaven's blessing because you use all your blessings.
你把那天上的那个所有的福利啊，祝福全都拿走了，拿的精光，把他们累坏了。
Amen.Now let's look at a few Old Testament verses to confirm all this.
那我们再看看一些旧约的经文来确认我刚刚所说的是正确的。
In Exodus chapter 24 verse 8, it says here.
出埃及记二十四章八节说
，Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words."
摩西把血洒在百姓身上，说：“看哪，这是立约的血，是耶和华按照这一切的命令和你们立约的凭据。”
Here we see blood being sprinkled.
这里我们看到血被洒在人身上。
For a blood covenant.
为的就是有一个立约的血。
Jesus talked about drinking a blood covenant.
耶稣就讲到要喝我的血。
Amen.
来立约。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
希伯来书九章二十二节。
Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
按照律法，几乎每样东西都是用血来洁净的，没有流血就没有赦罪。
The word shedding of blood is the same as the word pouring of blood.
所以这里面讲到的流血，我们要特别记得那个流字，其实更多的是完全的倾倒和流干。
Here it says, without that sacrificial blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
特别指的是那种没有这种献祭式的流血，就完全流干了，流倾倒的血，那就没有赦罪。
Amen. 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 You see, the shedding of the blood of Jesus gives us forgiveness.And a new covenant.
所以耶稣的血叫我们既能够得赦免，还能够立约。
And in that new covenant,
然后在新约里面
we receive the life of Christ.
我们可以接受耶稣基督的生命。
Amen. Because the blood represents, symbolizes life.
因为血代表生命。
Did you know also wine symbolizes blessings?
那你知不知道连酒都可以代表祝福呢？
Because many times in the Old Testament,When they talk about the wine will be poured, the will be overflowing.
很多时候我们在旧约看到这样的语言，当我们说有美酒被倾倒出来的时候。
So the blood of Jesus represents life.
所以当我们讲到耶稣的血，就代表生命。
It represents blessing.
代表祝福。
Amen. How did that happen?
怎么发生的呢？
Through the covenant.
是借着立约这件事情发生的。
So in Leviticus.Chapter 17, verse 11, it says,
在利未记十七章十一节说
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life.
因为动物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在祭坛上为你们的生命赎罪。因为血就是生命，能够赎罪。
Amen. That's why when we sing about the blood of Jesus,
所以当我们唱主耶稣基督的宝血时
we are basically singing about the blessings.
我们其实在唱的就是主血的那个祝福
about the life
关于主生命
that has been accomplished.
给已经完成了的那成就的生命
So when we take the communion,
所以当我们去喝这杯的时候
life
生命
we thank God for the new life.
我们谢谢耶稣基督给我们新的生命
that we have.
让我们有了新的生命
By eating him,
就是靠吃的就有了新的生命
By drinking his blood,
靠喝的就可以有了新的生命
You understand, brothers and sisters?
能明白吗弟兄姊妹们
So therefore we come to the question
所以我们现在再回到之前有讲的问题
Therefore, why is the blood of Jesus so powerful?
So 为什么耶稣基督的宝血是这么的有能力呢
Why is it that But because of our misunderstanding
那因为以前有误解呢
We understand the blood of Jesus cleanses of our sins.
我们那个时候就是光是知道耶稣基督的血是可以赎罪
But we take it too far.
但是我们又把这个赎罪 又走得更远了
Like I said, we cleanse our food.
然后就开始洁净所有的东西都用耶稣基督的宝血
Amen. So why is it so powerful?
为什么这么有能力
The blood of Jesus is powerful is because when you look at the gospel,
耶稣基督的宝血是很有能力。当我们看到福音的时候
you know, ，We write many hymns. We in Christianity, we talk a lot about the blood of Jesus.
你知道，其实在我们基督信仰里面有很多关于神宝血的这个讲道。
Why is it that in the Gospels it hardly ever talks about the blood of Jesus?
为什么却在福音书里面我们很少看到宝血呢
？If our understanding is correct, then I have this question.Why is it that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, especially, it hardly mentions the blood?
就是这样的一个问题，在马太福音、马可福音或路加福音也好，就没怎么看到保险能力这个事情啊。
In fact, apart nearly only the book that really talks about the blood of Jesus is the book of Hebrews.
那其实真正谈到耶稣保险的，就是在希伯来书里面能看到的。
Because the gospel does not look at the blood of Jesus like the way we look at the blood of Jesus.
因为在写福音书的时候，那个时候的角度和我们现在新约人的角度看是不一样的。
We're looking at it from a kind of substance point of view.
我们是从一个实质的看到一个液体的这种方法来看写的。
As though it's got some magic formula.
就好像觉得那个液体里面好像有什么宝贝的各种元素一样。
You understand?Oh, we apply the blood of Jesus in this. We apply the blood of Jesus in this.
就是觉得
the devil, I apply the blood of Jesus over you.
就好像这个保险有什么力量一样，往什么地方都撒一下，食物上撒一下，魔鬼身上撒一下。
You know, when you, why do we need to throw the blood at the devil?
那我们干嘛要把那血还撒到人家那个魔鬼的身上做什么？
Because we plead the blood in all kinds of ways, everything.
因为我们就觉得那个保险
everything is covered by the blood.
我们就觉得反正保险能搞洁净就对了，所以看到什么东西觉得不好，就往上面丢血。
Amen. Because we're looking at a point from a point of view, the physical liquid blood.
因为很多人可能就讲到血的时候，就光是想到这个液体的这种形态。
And then we examine the benefits of the blood of Jesus through scientifically. What does the blood do?
那我们呢还会用着各种科学的化学性的那种分析来讲讲这血里面到底是什么样的成分。
So we can preach a whole sermon on biology.
那我们可以呢在生物学上就把这个血给大家讲清楚，那就是一堂道。
The properties of the blood of Jesus.
关于主耶稣基督宝血里面的所有的成分。
It brings us oxygen.
那比如说它可以带给我们各种养分
It brings us nutrient.
可以带给我们各种营养
It takes away impurities.
它可以打包我们里面的脏东西带走
See, if you look at it from that point of view,
如果你只是从生物学的角度来看保险
You're just looking at what the blood of Jesus can do.
那你其实就只是看到这个真的这个生物学的角度的血能干什么
But it does not tell you why it's powerful.
但是根本就看不到它为什么这么有能力
Why?Is the enemy, the devil, and the demons afraid of it?
也看不到为什么敌人讲到耶稣的宝血这么害怕。
Why is it powerful to you and powerful to me?
为什么耶稣的宝血在你身上有大能，在我身上有大能
？Why is it in the whole universe when they hear of the blood of Jesus, they understand what the power is?
为什么全宇宙都会明白耶稣基督的宝血？他们听到宝血就震惊。
But you can never understand it if you look at it from a point of view.It brings oxygen, it brings nutrients.
但如果你只是从生物学的角度的话，你是真的没有看不见的。
It's like a washing up liquid, it cleanses.
你就只看到一种好像有可以洁净的一种液体的形态，能够帮你搞洁净了。
Or some kind of substance that can protect you.
或者是你可以看到它是好像是一种实质能够保护到你的东西。
The devil is not afraid of that.
那魔鬼听到这样的东西根本就不害怕的。
Why is it that the devil is afraid?
那为什么魔鬼不害怕？
When you remind him the blood of Jesus.
但是哦，当魔鬼害怕的时候，就是当你明白主耶稣宝血到底能干什么的时候。
The reason why they are in the gospel, they hardly, I believe, they don't talk about much about the blood of Jesus is because they talk about the death.
因为在那三本福音书，我们刚才讲到没有讲到宝血，他反倒是一直在讲耶稣基督的死。
It's all about dying.
都是关乎于耶稣基督为我们的死。
The power, the reason why the blood of Jesus is powerful because it speaks of his death.
为什么主耶稣基督的宝血这么有能力？因为它代表主耶稣基督为我们的死。
Because when you shed your blood, you die.
因为当你流干了你的血的时候就
This is why Jesus said, my body broken for you.
这是为什么耶稣说我的身体破碎了给你。
My blood shed for you.
说我的血清流给你。
It speaks of his death.
这讲的都是他的死。
The reason why the blood has power because it speaks of the death.
所以这宝血这么有能力，因为它预表着耶稣的死。
Because it reminds the devil he has been conquered.
因为这个是在提醒我们的敌人和魔鬼说，耶稣基督已经得胜了。
It is through his death.
因为他耶稣基督是借着以死的方式。
That the blood cleanses us.
让他的血来洁净我们。
It is through his death.
借着死的方式。
That we have a new covenant.
让我们能有一个新的约。
Amen. It is through his death.
借着死的方式。
Do we have a resurrection?
让我们才能够可以复活。
Do we have a new life?
让我们才能有新的生命。
It all comes through the death of Christ.
都是借着主耶稣基督的死。
So the reason why the blood has power, because it speaks of Jesus' death.
所以耶稣的宝血这么大的能力，是因为它是用死亡换来的。
And that is what we proclaim.
这是为什么我们这样子的宣告。
And that is why the communion is powerful.
这是为什么我们的圣餐才这么的重要。
Because every time when we take the communion,
因为每次当我们吃圣餐的时
候， we proclaim that Christ has died for us.
我们都是在宣告主的死，直到他来。
Amen. We can proclaim that Christ has shed his blood for us.
我们是在说我们的主为我们流血了。
Do you understand?That's why the blood is powerful.
就是为什么这宝血才这么大的能力。
Because the blood speaks of that Christ has died for us.
因为我们看到这血就知道他在告诉我们主耶稣基督为我们而死。
Through his death we receive life.
是因为谁的死亡你今天才有的新生命的。
Amen. If Jesus did not die,
如果耶稣基督都没有去死的话，
then his blood is not being sacrificed.
那他的血就没有清流干给你。
That's why Jesus had to shed his blood.
这是为什么耶稣必须要流干他的血。
Because once his blood is shed,
当他的血流干时，
then it has power.
这里面才有生命。
Amen? Why does it have power?
所以为什么主耶稣的宝血有生命呢？
Because he died.
因为他的死。
He conquered death.
因为他不光是死，他还胜过了死亡。
He died.
他死了，
so he can pay the price.
然后他就付了那代价。
He died.
他死了，
so he can atone us.
所以他才能救赎我们。
Amen. So he can pay our debts.
所以他才能够还我们的债。
He died so that he can redeem us.
他死了，所以他才能够赎罪。
That's why the blood of Jesus has to be associated with the death of Christ.
所以我们一讲到主耶稣基督的宝血，我们立刻想到的就是一个主耶稣基督的死。
And because he died.
因为主死了。
He rose again.
他才最后复活。
Amen. Amen. You cannot rise again unless you die.
复活这两个字都不明白，如果他没有死过的话，先死再才能复活嘛。
Amen. That's why brothers and sisters, when we take the communion, it is about his death.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们喝这杯的时候，我们要记得，那是在宣告主的死。
Where do I get that from?
这个是哪句经文呢？
Did I just make it up?
是我自己乱说的吗？
I dare not.
那我才不敢呢。
Paul said it himself.
是保罗自己说的。
In the communion passage.
就在我们平时常常读的哥林多前书十一章。
It ends like this in chapter 11 verse 26.
十一章二十六节说。
For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim what? The Lord's death.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是宣告什么？
How long do you proclaim it?
你要宣告多久？
Until he comes back.
直到他再来，一直宣告下去。
Amen. That is the essence of communion.
这个才是我们说的平时吃圣餐的最重要的认识。
It proclaims that the body has been broken.
这个是在宣告主的身体为我们而生。
That the incarnate Christ, the man God,
这我们是讲我们的神道成肉身的这位神
who came in a body,
他进入了一个身体
had his body broken,
他的身体为你而破碎
it claims that he shed his blood in a sacrificial way
所以他以这样的方式像献祭一样的把自己献上了
and that is what Paul tells us to proclaim
所以这才是保罗教我们去宣告的东西
every time when we take the Communion.
每次当我们来吃这饼喝这杯的时候
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
He died for me.
他为我死的
He suffered for me.
他为我受了苦
His new life
他的新的生命
is my life.
现在成了我的生命
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So brothers and sisters, we're going to take communion now.
所以弟兄姊妹我们今天再次来领受圣餐
And you remember what I told you last week?
你知道我上一周跟你说过什么？
You don't have to wait until church.
你不要每次就等到就是光来教会才有的圣餐吃哦。
There is nothing in the Bible to say that you can only take communion if a pastor does it.
那圣经里面可从来没教导，只有当你牧师吃圣餐的时候，你才能吃圣餐哦。
You can take communion at home yourself.
你自己在家也可以常常吃圣餐的。
Every time when you do so.
每次当你这样做的时候。
You open First Corinthians chapter 11.
每次当你这样做的时候，你自己打开圣经《哥林多前书》十一章。
And then you read from verse 23.
然后你读二十三节往后。
The reason why we need to read that.
为什么我们要这样读呢？
It's because we need to pronounce the words of Jesus over our communion.
因为我们要宣告主耶稣基督自己的话语在我们的。
Because it is like 2,000 years ago, as Jesus gave the disciples the bread.
就好像两千年前，当主耶稣基督亲自把这饼交在他门徒的手中时。
And he says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
他说，这是我的身体，是为你而舍的。你这样做是为了纪念我。
When we pronounce that over, when we say that over.
当我们这样说
the communion,
当我们在领圣餐的时候这样说
if you have your eyes closed,
当你的眼睛闭上的时候
it's like Jesus is saying to you,
你就想象耶稣就正在这样对你说话
handing the bread over to you,
他真的是把这个饼放到你的手中
and say,
然后对你说
This is my body,
说这是我的身体
Amen? When he hands you the cup, he says, This is the cup.
当他把这杯递到你手中的时候他说这是我的血
Amen?So when you are at home, don't just take the bread and drink your grape juice or whatever. Then you've just eaten a piece of bread and drunk some grape juice.
所以你在家，你虽然常常领圣餐哦，不要就是真的是光是吃个饼、喝个杯这么简单哦。
But when you say these words over it,
你一定要把这哥林多前书十一章说出来哦，宣告出来。
It's like Jesus hand them over to you.
就真的像耶稣基督亲自在那一刻把那饼递到你手里一样。
It becomes a communion.
这才让他你才是真的吃了圣餐、哦、
Amen, are we ready?
那我们准备好了吗
Now, the communion is only relevant to those of you who believe in Jesus.
那吃圣餐这件事情是只有信徒才能吃的、哦、如果你真的是信耶稣基督你吃才有意义
If you are not a Christian, I would say to you, don't take it.
如果你现在还不是基督徒我也不明白这其中的意义、哦、你现在不用吃的
Amen. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter To 11 verse 23, it says here.
那我们来看《哥林多前书》十一章二十三节说什么
？For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
我们从二十三节看起。我当日传给你们的是从主所领受的，主耶稣被出卖的那一夜。主耶稣被出卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
So this is the body of Christ.
所以这是耶稣基督的身体。
He came to our earth.
他来到这世上
and his body was broken for
然后他的身体为你我
而舍
让我们一起来吃
We must eat it by faith
我们要
Knowing that what I've just said It is the presence of God
我们要凭信心而吃而且在吃的时候知道这是主的同在
In the same way he also took up the cup After supper saying This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
饭后他也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行来纪念我你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是宣告主的死直到他来
Blood of Jesus.
我们来喝
O Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your broken body and the shed blood of.
谢谢你为我们的破碎的身体和为我们流出来的血。
I pray, O God, whatever our needs are in this congregation and those people online.
我们祷告，不管我们当中有各种不一样的需求，还有网上的弟兄姊妹们。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，你帮助我们。
To know that every time when we have the communion.
让我们知道每次当我们喝着饼、吃着饼、喝着杯。
You are present with us.
你的同在就在这里。
The Holy Spirit is making this real.
圣灵，你让我们经历这实质。
that we will encounter you.
让我们真的能够跟你遇见。
Whether we feel it or not, we encounter you.
不管我们感不感觉得到，主啊，我们都在和你相遇。
We are in fellowship with you.
我们都在和你团契。
And that your body was broken for us.
因为你的身体为我们破碎。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
That your blood was shed for us.
谢谢你的宝血为我而流。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
For the forgiveness of our sins.
让我的罪得赦免。
And for the new covenant.
还为了给我们立约。
Father, I just pray that from today onwards.
主啊，我们祷告从今天开始。
That we all.
我们都。
Will have the knowledge.
都有这样的明白。
To understand,
能够明白到
in the biblical way,
以借着圣经的方式来明白
what does it mean?
我们理解你的宝血
So Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would teach us.
所以主啊，我们祷告圣灵你亲自来教导
So that we live in the power and the blessing of the new covenant.
让我们活在这新约里面的祝福和大能里面
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们这样祷告
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. 我们一起起立
Let's worship Him.
It was the cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Heavy is your name.Jesus, you deserve the praise.
Represents his death.
宝血代表了主耶稣的死。
He shed it for you and me.
他为你和我而舍而流血。
And the blood of Jesus is no ordinary blood.
主耶稣的宝血跟其他的血都不一样。
Even though it's the blood of a man.
虽然它也是来自于一个人身的血。
But it has a huge difference.
但它很大的不同。
His blood is innocent.
他的宝血是完全的。
He's sinless.
他是没有无罪的。
And above all.
在这之上
It's the blood of a God man.
更是一个既是神又是人的人舍出来的。
It means he could die for all of us.
让他能够为我们而死。
He has power for every human being.
他在每个人身上都有这样大的能力。
In the past and in the future.
在之前在之后。
That's how powerful his blood.
这是为什么耶稣的宝血这么强大。
But most importantly.
但更重要的是。
He shed that blood in death.
他是借着死来流这血的。
He shed his sinless blood.
他把他这样完全无罪的血流给我们。
He shed his God-man's blood.
他把他这既是人又是神的血给我们。
Through a sacrifice.
为就是一个献祭的方式给我们的。
So today,
所以今天
if you feel that you are unforgiven,
如果你还觉得自己的罪不够赦的话
right now, if you say in the name of Jesus, I believe,
今天你这样说我相信
that Jesus has forgiven me,
耶稣已经完全赦免了我
and he's broken the chains of guilt,
他已经把这自责和罪疚感打破了
every power of the enemy
他已经打破了所有敌人的势力
through shedding his blood
就靠着流血这件事
through his death
借着耶稣的死这件事情
so today Holy Spirit
所以今天主啊
I pray that you manifest that freedom
圣灵你把这样子的自由带给我们
in everyone's heart
在我们每个人的心里
and I believe some people here today you need to know that
我相信你们当中今天有人需要这样的信息
that if you are a Christian
你是一个基督徒
and that you love Jesus
你爱耶稣
His blood has cleansed you.
他的宝血今天赦你的罪，洁净你。
You are free from all guilt.
你是完全自由的，没有自责的。
You are free from all condemnation.
你从所有的定罪当中都是完全自由的。
You are now under grace.
你今天是在恩典里面。
Jesus has redeemed you.
耶稣已经救赎了你。
Right now, if there's anyone that you feel, I feel life is not going right for me.
如果你今天如果有人这样的感觉说我的生命都不够好
The covenant makes you his son
那今天你要记得这个约是让你成为他儿女的约
The covenant gives you the power to pray
今天所建立的这个约让你可以直接来到父神面前祷告
Pray to ask your father
可以跟你的父亲父神来说
In heaven
跟在天上的父来说
Ask the heavenly father
跟我们天上的父亲说
Ask the Holy Spirit
跟我们的圣灵说
Ask the Lord Jesus.
跟主耶稣基督说
You are part of the family of the Trinity.
你是这和三而为一神的家人了。
Talk to God.
你跟神来说话。
About your difficulties.
把你的所有的心事，你的难处。
About your struggles.
还有你的难处。
That you need His help.
和你需要的帮助。
In whatever area.
不管在生命中的哪一个部分。
And you believe in him.
你都相信他，信靠他。
You see, the new covenant has given you that privilege.
因为你在你的新立的这个新约里面就有这样的特权。
To approach the presence of God.
能够让你可以坦然无惧地来到神的同在里面。
And seek his help.
能够寻求他的帮助。
Seek his wisdom.
寻求他的智慧。
What to do in this life.
在这生命中要怎么样的过活。
Whether it's to find a job.
不管你是找工作也好。
Whether it's to...Resolve an issue.
不管是解决一个难处问题也好
Whether it's a difficulty in a relationship.
还不管是在人际关系中的难处也好
Your father will hear you.
主啊我们听见我们在这里
Because the blood of Jesus has made that possible.
因为我们知道是你的宝血让这一切都有可能
了 God will not reject you.
神绝对不会拒绝你
Because the blood of Jesus made that possible.
因为神的血让这一切变为了可能
You haveaccess to God.
你完全可以来到神的面前了。
And he will hear your prayers.
他能够听到你的祷告。
You will encounter his presence.
你可以会跟他相对面对面。
His peace will come over you.
他的平安就在你的里面。
So right now in Jesus' mighty name.
主啊，现在奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray the peace of God over you.
我们祷告神的平安在你里面。
To set your mind free.
能让你的头脑得释放。
To help you, to give you wisdom.
在你里面给你智慧
to give you direction
给你方向
God is with you
神与你同在
That is possible because of Jesus
这是完全的因为主耶稣基督
God is with you
神与你同在
God is with you
和你同在
So right now those people online and everyone here today
所以我们今天在这里的所有的人包括网上弟兄姊妹们
Come to the presence of God
我们来到神的同在里面
Come to his presence
在神的同在里面来
God, Jesus has made that possible.
耶稣让这一切都变为了可能。
His sinless blood was shed over you.
他完全无罪的血已经为你而流。
He made that sacrifice.
他已经献了那祭。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
You see, even if you don't feel like it.
就算你今天感觉不到什么。
You confess it by faith.
你仍然是靠着信心来宣告。
By doing so, you are acknowledging that Christ has died for you.
你这样子不停地宣告，你就会慢慢意识到主耶稣是真的为了我而死。
And that there is power in that blood.
在他的宝血里面有能力。
Because it was shed for you.
因为他是为我而流的。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Ask that you will bless every person.
你来祝福我们当中的每一个人。
Bless every family.
祝福每一个家庭。
And Lord, that we pray that Lord. we speak blessing over our children.
主啊，我们也跟我们的孩子们宣告祝福在他们的身上。
And help us to always remember that you are with us.
让我们一直都能确实的知道你的同在一直在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need a prayer, come forward.
如果你需要祷告的话，可以到前面来。
There's no guilt or fear.